News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:06, FM Talk 106.5. Speaking of podcast, you can check them out on our front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com. If you'll click the link there where it says podcast. They're available a la carte, but we'd love it if you subscribe to iTunes or Stitcher. It's free, and you'll have those podcasts delivered to your smartphone. Listen at your leisure. Also, we got Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify, TuneIn, iTunes, Stitcher. You already said those. What else do we have? There's several
and FMTalk1065.com.
Even Google Play.
Yes, if you'll just podcast. Google, yes, you'll Google the show. And with 45 hours a week of live local programming, there's lots to Google.
And side note, I made it easier. If you like the weekend outdoors shows, there's a tab just for you.
It's there you go.
Sports and Outdoors at the top of the page. You can go there, find last Thursday's fishing report, and coming up this Thursday, it'll be replaced. Also, the outdoor show, prep sports report, plain gardening, Southern Fairways, all of our outdoor shows and sports shows right there in one easy location.
There you go. Like he said. Also, check out the website, Three Big Things, at the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Top news stories of the day. New whistleblower may give House Democrats fresh information. We'll watch that today. Also, this story bothering me a lot internationally. U.S. troops start pulling out from along Turkey's border in Syria as the Turks are getting ready to move into northern Syria. And good news, Baker High School student wins Miss Alabama Teen USA. Details on that and a whole lot more on the way. Plus, Kelly's headlines. Here's traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department still on the scene of that accident involving four vehicles. Airport and Flay Pierce Road. It's right in front of Baker High School. No injuries involved. It'll be a couple minutes before they get it cleared up. Nice ride across Bayway the Causeway from the 1065 split traveling downtown. No delays on the way in this morning. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day. They even offer underwater recovery. Call 888-BE-TOWED and you can see them online at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few evening showers, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hello, I'm Van, president of Century Bank. Since 1903, our foundation has been built on listening to each customer's needs and providing them with the best banking experience in the industry through personal relationships. We invite you to visit Century Bank today and experience the friendly attitude of our employees as they serve your financial needs with sincere pride. After all, at Century Bank, we take banking personally.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
All right, it's 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Monday. And the record-setting highs look like a thing of the past. We'll talk to Dr. Bill Bohr about that coming up at 7:35. Be ready for that. Plus, the text line is open at 343-0106. This segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. All right, got junk, you got a junk room. Like, a lot of people have a junk drawer. But some people have now accomplished that, a junk room. Mm. At one time, it was a guest bedroom, okay? Then you started putting stuff in the drawers in the guest bedroom, maybe the closet in the guest bedroom. I'm not pointing at you directly. And then you started piling things on the bed in the guest bedroom, and then you realize, Uncle Merle and you know, Aunt Lillian want to come in for Christmas this year and stay at our house.
You can't even open the door to the bedroom.
That's correct. You would often need a St. Bernard to come find you in there, a rescue mission, you know. So here's the thing. You got junk. You got it piled up. Open up that room. Get it ready for the holidays and get the junk gone. It's as easy as picking up the phone and calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK or going online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. That's my buddy Trey, in business 11 years. Mobile and Baldwin County, commercial properties, residential properties, making it work for you and getting the junk gone. Got junk inside the house, outside the house, at the business storage unit, wherever you got the stuff, you just need it gone. You need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Give them a call today or go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Oh, by the way, on the way, I got a story here, Dalton. A new bar is charging by the hour, not by the drink.
Wow, you could actually save some money that way.
Oh, my gosh, it's going to be a road trip. I'll tell you more about that coming up. Here's Kelly's got headlines right now.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An escaped inmate remains on the run this morning, and authorities say he could be anywhere in the state of Alabama, according to a press release from the ADOC. 24-year-old Austin Patrick Hall escaped from the Camden Work Release Center around 5 p.m. on Sunday. That's an Alabama Department of Corrections facility very close to Selma. Hall began his 117-month sentence on June 20th last year after being found guilty of theft of property in the second degree. That's according to court records. He is described as being a white male weighing 180 pounds, 5 foot 9 inches tall. He does have brown hair and hazel eyes. ADOC says, quote, if you have any information concerning the whereabouts of this escapee, please notify your local law enforcement agency, the facility from which the inmate escaped, or you can call the Alabama Department of Corrections at 1-800-983-1-8825. A missing Louisiana teenager has been safely located in Mississippi. This case made national news. Noah Daigle had been missing since September the 18th. He was found Sunday afternoon. According to a Facebook post by Go Rescue, a volunteer group involved in the search, Daigle was located in a wooded area in Pascagoula. The group says that one of their Facebook followers found Daigle on Interstate 10 near the Mississippi-Alabama state line. Search teams and volunteers had searched the woods in that area for weeks, but there were no signs of the missing 19-year-old. According to Go Rescue member George Ruiz, he tells news outlets that from what we can gather, he was living in the woods next to Walmart in Pascagoula. He's going to a hospital for a few days. Once again, 19-year-old Noah Daigle found safe in Mississippi. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
There's always something going down at Boomtown. Come watch all your favorite teams at Stadium Sports Bar and Grill, the Coast's newest premier sports bar. Conveniently located inside Boomtown Casino right next to the sportsbook. You'll have front row seats to great food while you watch the live action on more than 40 flat screen TVs. Place your order, place your bets, watch and win. Only at Boomtown Casino Biloxi. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696. Sports betting is legal in Mississippi and not in Alabama.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A huge fire broke out on Ono Island Saturday afternoon. Smoke could be seen miles away. It happened just after 4 o'clock. The fire destroyed at least two homes and threatened two other homes nearby. We've learned that one firefighter was treated for heat exhaustion. No one else was injured. The cause of the fire is under investigation. An inmate has escaped from a work release center in Wilcox County. Police say Austin Hall was last seen in Camden wearing a white uniform. Hall is 5'9", weighs 180 pounds, and has brown eyes. Hall is serving time on a theft charge. If you see him, call 911. Navarre Beach is no longer accessible to wheelchairs. The Moby mats have been removed. Last spring, Santa Rosa County invested more than $8,000 to install the Moby mats. The mats ran almost to the water's edge with places for wheelchairs to turn off and park along the beach. The Florida Department of Environmental Protection is now calling the mats an environmental violation. They also add the county did not seek approval to install them. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Gun enthusiasts, are you looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Get a complimentary mount and foresight with any gun or scope purchase. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
All right, 716 FM Talk 106.5, and time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by Robertsdale Power Equipment.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Auburn football is ranked 12th this week. The Tigers dropped just five spots after Saturday's loss at now 7th-ranked Florida. Gus Malzahn was resolute in his comments to me on the Regions Bank postgame show.
Well, I mean, we got a disappointed locker room. We got a bunch of competitors. I mean, we just didn't get it done. I think our defense played outstanding, gave us four turnovers, gave us some short fields. Offense didn't get it done. I mean, anytime you turn the ball over three times, we turn the ball over on a punt return. Everything, we just didn't get it done. Penalties, too. Had a lot of self-inflicted wounds. We played one of the better teams in the country on our home field. You got to play good football. We didn't do that. But here's the thing about our group. These guys are going to respond. Off week can come at a better time. We're going to get our crap straight. There's some things we need to get corrected. There's some things we can evaluate. In the second half, we're going to make a run at it. And this is going to be the defining moment for our season. And it really will. We got strong leadership. And we're not going to self-implode. We're not going to point fingers. We're a team. And you got to look at it big picture right now. You know, we're halfway through the season. We're 5-1. We played one of the toughest schedules in the country up to this point. And the ball's in our court. We got an extremely challenging schedule in the second half. The good thing is we got a week to correct some of our stuff. And obviously, we got to do that.
As he mentioned, it is the first of two bye weeks for the Tigers, who will play at Arkansas next Saturday. Alpha Insurance is proud to bring you this daily feature. They'd also be proud to help you with home, life, auto, or business insurance. Find a local agent at alphainsurance.com. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Steel, a company built on real power. Tools built for real people. And dealers who deliver real service. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment to see Steel's full line of lawn and garden products. Steel fuel-powered equipment is the number one selling brand in America. Give your yard cleanup a time-saving upgrade with a hard-working Steel blower. Right now, the BG50 handheld blower is just $139.95. Or try Steel's new Lightning battery system that delivers the power to do more on a single charge. Right now, get the new BGA45 battery-powered blower, only $129.95. Robertsdale Power Equipment is a full-line sales and service dealer for steel products and warranty repair. They employ factory-certified service technicians qualified for every machine Steel makes and more. Why keep rebuying disposable big-box equipment? Upgrade to real quality and long-lasting performance with Steel. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment, Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church, or online at robertsdalepower.com. Real people, steel people.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few evening showers, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pinson Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center Airport and Flay Pierce by Baker High School. Just wrapping up that four-car accident. We look great across the Bayway. No problems traveling in from Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort. Northbound 65 up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland running smooth as well. Market in the Park is back starting this Saturday all the way through November 23rd from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square in downtown Mobile. Get locally produced fruits, veggies, and plants. Get details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Hey, Ron, I'm looking for something nice for the missus, and I've got $1,085 to spend.
That's a pretty precise number, should I ask?
Ron, it seems like this could only happen to me. A few months ago, I won $100. I put it in the truck console, figured I'd surprise the missus with dinner out one night. Then I won a little money at the fishing rodeo and a couple other events, and had it stashed all in the truck console.
Okay, that doesn't sound very safe. Why not keep it in the house, dude?
Ron, after I won the first time, I was going to, and I forgot. And then after a couple small prizes, I won $500 and finally realized I had over $800 stashed. I didn't want to try to explain that to the missus, so I just avoided doing anything, and I kept dropping extra cash into the console until she borrowed my truck last week.
Oh, no. What happened, Dave?
She came into the house with a handful of cash and that look in her eye and told me to start talking. I panicked. I told her I'd been saving up to get her something really special. I'm not completely sure she bought it, but here I am.
Only you. Come by the shop. We'll help you out.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street. Find them on Facebook and at mobilebaycoins.com.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
721 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Morning, Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane. Doc's got our full forecast coming up at 735, and hopefully we're done with those high 90s for the year. Talk to him more about that and a look at the tropics coming up. Want y'all to say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM. Let's get the week started talking about that great inventory, Larry.
All right, Sean. Yeah, we got, as we talked about off the air, we got a great selection, especially a lot of low mileage, late model cars. Just got in a 2017 Toyota Corolla 50th anniversary car, sunroof, leather, only 30,000 miles. We got Camrys, we got Hyundai Sonatas, and Hyundai Elantras. So we got a great selection of low mileage vehicles, cars, trucks, and SUVs.
All right, so let's talk about financing. How's it looking?
Tremendous. You know, we got a great selection of credit unions, as always. We got banks, we got finance companies, we got local lenders, we got lenders scattered around the country. So we got multiple options.
I like that. So you got many, many vehicles and multiple options for financing. That works for us. What we need to know right now is how we check out that inventory and talk financing.
Come see us on Highway 98 Plantation Road. Visit us online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 722, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The body of a missing Alabama teacher has been found after months of searches. Kelsey Starling went missing July 4th after a boating accident on an Alabama lake. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency Marine Patrol Division, they do confirm that Kelsey Starling's body was recovered Saturday. The 26-year-old woman was involved in a two-vessel crash in a deep section of Smith Lake, which is north of Birmingham. Search and recovery work was made difficult, they say, by an underwater forest of trees that were not cut down when the lake was created more than 50 years ago. Divers from the Houston County Rescue Squad, they located Kelsey on Saturday in about 140 feet of water near where the wreck happened. Kelsey's family says that they are thankful to finally have closure. In your weather news this morning, North Alabama experienced a small earthquake early Sunday morning. That's according to the U.S. Geological Survey website. The 2.4 magnitude earthquake struck about 4 miles from the Tennessee state border a little before 2 a.m. The earthquake, which was measured at a depth of 5 kilometers and about 30 miles from Florence, is one of about a dozen that has occurred in the state so far this year. According to the USGS, quote, most of the earthquakes we experience in Alabama are associated with the Southern Appalachian Seismic Zone. That's an extension of the East Tennessee Seismic Zone that runs along the Appalachian Mountains from the northeastern corner into the central part of the state and the Bahamas Fracture Seismic Zone in southern Alabama. The Associated Press is reporting that earthquakes have been fairly common in North Alabama lately. From 2017 to 2018, there were 20 earthquakes in the northern third of the state. And a series of small earthquakes were also detected earlier this year, very close to the Alabama-Florida state line, just north of the Panhandle. We'll talk to Dr. Bill to get more on your weather when it comes to these earthquakes and what you can expect today, tomorrow, and into the weekend. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right,
everybody. I'm Doug Holton, inviting you to join us every Thursday night at 7 p.m. for Tiger Talk Overtime right here on FM Talk 106.5. It's your chance to talk Auburn athletics, specifically this fall, of course, Tiger football, for an extra hour following Tiger Talk. Tiger Talk Overtime, Thursday nights at 7, right here, only on FM Talk 106.5.
It's 7:25, FM Talk 106.5. Bobio Mornings, glad to have you here on this Monday. Dr. Bill on the way, just 10 minutes from right now. And, of course, the talk in Washington, the talk it's been for a couple weeks. Talk of impeachment on the Democrat side and President Trump pushing back as well. Bob Constantini from Westwood One with more.
In one Sunday tweet, President Trump retweeted a letter sent by the chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee to leaders of Australia, Italy, and Britain, urging them to cooperate with Attorney General William Barr's investigation. And on Fox News Sunday Futures, Lindsey Graham announcing he will insist
that the whistleblower, one or two, whatever, they come forward under oath, testify so the public can judge your credibility. If that doesn't happen in the House, I will make sure it happens in the Senate.
Whistleblower 1 or 2 is a reference to the attorney for the first intelligence community employee who was alarmed by President Trump's call to Ukraine's leader, announcing officially a second person is joining the complaint. Bob Costantini, Washington.
All right, so the second whistleblower saying they have firsthand knowledge, sounding the alarm here. ABC yesterday, George Stephanopoulos said the second whistleblower, like the first, is an intelligence official and therefore has firsthand knowledge of the allegations made against the president regarding his conversations with leader of the Ukraine. Of course, you've got George Stephanopoulos at the helm of that. Second whistleblower has since been interviewed by Michael Atkinson, the head of the intelligence community's internal watchdog office. New whistleblower could potentially unravel the president's claims that the original complaint released on September 26 was totally inaccurate. That complaint, which was 7 pages, alleged that the president pushed a foreign power to investigate the business dealings of former Vice President Joe Biden and Biden's son Hunter. The complaint also alleged that senior White House officials, without naming them, tried to lock down all records of the phone call. They say both whistleblowers have full protection of the law intended to protect officials from being fired in retaliation. Meanwhile, the White House announced yesterday the president has done nothing wrong. We'll talk more about this coming up after 8 o'clock when we turn up your voice at 343-0106. That also works for our text line, which is open for you right now. Front page of the website, fmtalk1065.com, has that story. Also, on our three big things, U.S. troops start pulling out from along Turkey's border in Syria. American troops begin pulling back today from positions in northeastern Syria ahead of an expected incursion by Turkey into that area, and the U.S., according to U.S.-led Kurdish forces. Syrian Kurdish fighters warned that Washington's abrupt decision to stand aside, announced by the White House late yesterday, will overturn years of achievements in the battle against the Islamic State militant group. In a strongly worded statement, they accused Washington of failing to abide by its commitments to key allies. And in some good news today, Baker High School. What's up, Baker? Baker High School student wins Miss Alabama Teen USA. Student from Baker has won the title. Katie Watts won the title over the weekend in Auburn. Katie's a freshman at Baker and competes in competitive dance. She competed as Miss Mobile Teen USA against 25 other girls from across the state. Katie will now represent Alabama in the Miss Teen USA pageant. Way to go, Katie. Good work and good news. 7:28. Coming right back, Dr. Bill's got our forecast and news from WKRG next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A teenager missing from Louisiana has been found. 19-year-old Noah Daigle was reported missing September 18. His car was found near the Alabama state line in Mississippi 4 days later. George Ruiz of Go Rescue had been searching for the autistic teen from Ponchatoula, Louisiana. He got a message Daigle was spotted at a Pascagoula Walmart Sunday. He was reunited with his grandfather and uncle a short time later. Five fires are burning in Alabama this morning. The Alabama Forestry Commission has issued a fire alert as the state continues to experience dry conditions. 30 fires have recently burned and have been contained, including one in Washington County and another in Conecuh County. Deputies in Santa Rosa County, Florida are looking for Andrew Raggianti. Officers say he assaulted a victim over the age of 65. He's wanted on two battery charges and a charge of resisting arrest. Officers say Raggianti is violent and should not be approached. If you know where he is, contact the Santa Rosa County, Florida Sheriff's Department. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
Fall into savings at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes with great deals for hunting season. Lock up your weapons and your valuables with a Liberty CN24 gun safe for only $749. You'll save $250 off this 30-minute, lifetime warranted safe with electronic lock and pistol pocket included. Or save $700 on the 60-gun Fatboy Extreme. Have Mike Ward's professional team deliver your safe and take the worry out of it. That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at Exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
U.S. troops are pulling back from positions along the border in northeast Syria, which clears the way for an inspected incursion by Turkey. Ben Wiedemann reports the move a surprise for the Kurds.
This really comes out of the blue for them, keeping in mind that the predominantly Kurdish Syrian Democratic Forces were the main allies of the United States in Syria when it comes to the battle against ISIS.
U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham has tweeted, abandoning the Kurds will be a stain on America's honor. U.S. Energy Secretary Rick Perry said today he has no plans to resign now or next month, denying a Politico report that he was expected to announce his resignation in November. China's official basketball association is suspending cooperation with the Houston Rockets after the team's general manager tweeted support of pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. With contract talks in Detroit in a critical stretch, bargainers at GM and the UAW clashed over competing proposals over the weekend as they struggled to resolve the longest nationwide strike of the company in decades. The UAW's top bargainer says talks had taken a turn for the worse, saying the giant automaker had reverted back to a previously rejected proposal with only minor changes. That marked a change in tone from Friday when negotiators expressed hope an agreement that would lead to the end of the three-week standoff could be largely hashed out over the weekend. Warner Brothers' R-rated Joker set a new record at the October box office. The dark spin on the classic Batman villain earned $93.5 million in its first weekend in theaters. The previous October record holder was the Spider-Man spinoff Venom, which opened to $80 million last year. And the more family-friendly Abominable landed in second with $12 million. Downton Abbey took third with $8 million. Crude oil sharply higher, trading at $53.48 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Dr. Bob Arnott, and I treat pain with Cilonpas. Before you take anything for back or joint pain, I recommend applying topical pain relievers first, like Cilonpas lidocaine patch. Cilonpas lidocaine contains the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. It blocks pain receptors, providing effective, long-lasting, and non-addictive relief. Also available in roll-on or cream. Look for the silver Cilonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Cilonpas, it's good medicine.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
The largest midway on the Gulf Coast is back October 25th through November 3rd. The 65th annual Greater Gulf State Fair with acts like the Marshall Tucker Band and Lamco. Bring the kids. kids to meet Curious George and Pete the Cat, or try out our family attractions like Pirates of the Sky and Equestrian Chaos. The 65th Annual Greater Gulf State Fair. Visit our website for full schedules and admissions. GreaterGulfStateFair.com.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 7:35, good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Didn't feel too bad yesterday afternoon. It felt a little cooler than it's been.
Yeah, we only got up to 88 yesterday. And the first several days of October, we broke records. In fact, the first 5 days of the month. And, of course, Thursday and Friday, we reached 98 degrees, which those were the highest temperatures ever recorded in the month of October. But yesterday, we stayed in the 80s, and we now have a cold front that's up over northwest Mississippi, northern Alabama, and it's headed in our direction. Right now, there are showers and thunderstorms up in that region. But we do expect that rainfall activity to move down into our area this afternoon and this evening. Hopefully, enough of that will be left to give us a good rainfall, and we certainly need it in the area. Some locations have not had any rain, any measurable rain, throughout the month of September and so far in October. So it's very, very dry. Temperatures, well, as I mentioned, was in the 80s yesterday. It'll stay in the 80s today, around 88 degrees this afternoon. Then tonight, we'll cool into the upper 60s as the wind switches around to the north. And then tomorrow should be a dry day, mostly sunny, high in the upper 80s, and the wind out of the north around 10 miles per hour. Looking ahead to the rest of the week, looks fairly dry for Wednesday and Thursday. Just a slight chance of a shower. Highs will be in the upper 80s. Friday, upper 80s again with a slight chance of a shower. And then over the weekend, another cold front will move in. This one will have some interesting figures because at night in the 50s, Saturday night and Sunday night. And the high temperatures both Saturday and Sunday will be in the lower 80s. So that's getting back to normal, if anything, just a little bit below normal. And but we have to wait till the weekend to have a little bit of a touch of autumn.
It's about time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's about time. All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? I mean, we're still in hurricane season.
Yeah, definitely. No named storms at the moment, but there's some activity. We do have a tropical wave that's just approaching South Florida. We don't expect that to develop. A couple of areas of disturbances out in the Atlantic that have the potential of becoming tropical, but they're no threat to the U.S. mainland. And then a very large tropical wave now coming off the African coast. This one could possibly become a named storm over the next several days. So nothing in the way of a named storm, but we still need to watch it.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams. Dalton, I used up all my weather luck for the year.
How's that?
So we go to Birmingham. I had one of my nephews was getting married this weekend up in Birmingham. And so we have no umbrella with us. We searched for it, no umbrella. And it's pretty, I mean, it was raining up there. And, but it was off and on rain. We park, we walk into the church, mm-hmm. right, to go to the wedding. No rain, but it's threatening rain. During the ceremony, it rained enough that there was water in the gutters. And when we came out, no rain.
Wow.
I'm usually the flip around of that.
It'd be raining every time you're outside of the church,
right.
Except for when you're inside.
And I don't mind being in the rain. I'm not going to melt. But, I mean, you got your suits on and your dang tie, and the ladies have their nice, you know, clothes on and all that stuff. But, yeah, so a win,
yeah.
Which means the rest of the year it's going to be the opposite for me.
And I noticed your nephew got married on a weekend where Alabama did not have a game. Was that on
purpose? Of course
it's
by design. I mean, this is something that people that are not from, we had some family in from the Midwest as well, and we have to explain, well, of course this is the weekend for the wedding because it was a bye week for Alabama. These things kind of happen that way. 7:38, we'll check traffic with Kate next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Sean Sullivan, the man behind the voice, and learn a bit about running a talk radio station. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm
Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams a home.
Sean Sullivan took ownership of this station in 2007. You'll recall the economy then wasn't all that great. And though Sean had been in radio for years, he had to learn how to run a station and then become a talk radio host. Today, he's South Alabama's go-to source for local content, whether it's bridge tolls, political campaigns, or fishing tackle. And his station is humming right along, including over 40 hours a week of local content. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Storm season is here, and it's time to review your personal homeowner's coverage. Set a coverage review appointment with the Craig Smith Agency today. Nothing is as important as having the proper coverage when your family needs it. The fully licensed professionals at the Craig Smith Agency will shop several A-rated companies for the best rates to meet your needs and offer plenty of options on your wind deductibles. Call 626-2500 today or visit the new office location at 28623 North Main Street in Dallas.
Good morning for the Pitsitsons Towing and Recovery. Traffic Center have got a new accident off of Moffitt and Overlook. Still four cars being moved down the roadway at Airport and Flay Parish. A little bit slower than Baker High School because of that. And state troopers on the scene of an accident at Lake Myrtle Road and McDonald Road. Single vehicle accident, but still slowing traffic. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 RAV4 with 1.9% APR financing for up to 60 months plus $500 bonus cash back. Model 4430. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
All right, 741 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Oh, by the way, the story I mentioned earlier. How could this go wrong? CBS 4 out of St. Louis. New bar is charging by the hour, not by the drink.
All right, interesting. How are they going to do that? Just like $150 an hour?
This is bad choices here. New bar that's opened this past weekend in St. Louis, instead of charging people by the drink, they're charging by the hour for unlimited drinks. You preparing yourself? It's $10 an hour for regular drinks, $20 an hour for premium.
Okay, that must be some swill they're giving out there.
They're going to go out of business. They say their bartenders are going to carefully monitor how much people are drinking to make sure no one goes too crazy trying to get their money's worth. Good luck in that. Would you take that job if you've ever been in food or bar service? Would you take the responsibility of being the bartender that they're going to have a crush of people in there, right, at $10 or $20 an hour? And then it's the responsibility of the bartender to tell somebody, all those people know?
I imagine it'll go on some sort of tab, and every drink you order, it shows up there. And I bet they cut them off after three or four an hour. That would be my guess.
You think it's part of the formula that they decide everybody's over the limit at four or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. There you go. I've got bar charging by the outlet. So basically all you can drink.
That's awesome.
It's a bad choice. As much as it's tempting, it's a bad choice.
St. Louis, a drinking town?
The arch will fall down after all this. 7:42, let's get headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Good news for the state of Mississippi, as all 21 beaches along the Mississippi Gulf Coast are now open after being closed this summer for a harmful algae bloom. On Friday, the Mississippi Department of Environmental Quality lifted water contact warnings, which were issued August the 6th. Warnings were also lifted for Pass Christian Harbor, Long Beach Harbor, and Bay St. Louis Harbor. MDEQ says that recent results indicated that while the bloom was present and or in bloom, many of the cells were dying. MDEQ moved to the toxicity testing phase of the protocol last week. Sampling results, according to officials, say that they were all below the EPA guidelines set to protect public health. A cold case in Dothan is getting closer and closer to a trial date. The Dothan Eagle is reporting that a Dale County judge has set February 3, 2020 as the opening day of Coley McCraney's trial on capital murder charges. McCraney, you may recall, is an Alabama trucker and part-time preacher who was charged with murder in the shooting deaths of two teenage young ladies 20 years ago. McCraney was arrested in March for the shooting deaths of 17-year-old J.B. Beasley and 17-year-old Tracy Hollett. Thereby bodies were found in the trunk of a vehicle in 1999. Police say they identified McCraney as a suspect after using genetic genealogy techniques on crime scene DNA, and that additional testing also showed McCraney's DNA was a match. A hearing is set for today in this case. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A huge fire broke out on Ono Island Saturday afternoon. Smoke could be seen miles away. It happened just after 4 o'clock. The fire destroyed at least two homes and threatened two other homes nearby. We've learned that one firefighter was treated for heat exhaustion. No one else was injured. The cause of the fire is under investigation. An inmate has escaped from a work release center in Wilcox County. Police say Austin Hall was last seen in Camden wearing a white uniform. Hall is 5'9", weighs 180 pounds, and has brown eyes. Hall is serving time on a theft charge. If you see him, call 911. Navarre Beach is no longer accessible to wheelchairs. The Moby mats have been removed. Last spring, Santa Rosa County invested more than $8,000 to install the Moby mats. The mats ran almost to the water's edge with places for wheelchairs to turn off and park along the beach. The Florida Department of Environmental Protection is now calling the mats an environmental violation. They also add the county did not seek approval to install them. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Auburn takes a tumble down the top 25 rankings. The New Orleans Saints keep on rolling without Drew Brees and the first NFL head coach firing of the season. 747 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Week 6 of the college football season is in the books, and with that, a new Associated Press Top 25 poll was released yesterday. Alabama and Clemson were both off on byes this weekend, but they remain ranked first and second. Alabama received 32 first-place votes to retain the top spot for the second week in a row. Clemson received 15 first-place votes. Ohio State's now tied for third place alongside Georgia. The Buckeyes received 10 first-place votes after earning their first ranked win of the season over then number 25 ranked Michigan State 34-10. The Bulldogs received 3 first place votes. They beat the Tennessee Vols in Knoxville 43-14 on Saturday night. LSU remains ranked 5th. They received 2 first place votes after easily defeating Utah State 42-6. Oklahoma is number 6. The Sooners beat Kansas 45-20. The Florida Gators moved up 3 spots to number 7 after beating then number 7 ranked Auburn 24-13. Auburn, on the other hand, fell 5 spots to number 12 with their first loss of the season. Wisconsin's number 8. The Badgers shut out Kent State 48-0. Notre Dame is ranked 9th after shutting out Bowling Green 52-0. And Penn State moved up 2 spots to number 10 with a 35-7 win over Purdue. There's still 6 SEC teams ranked in the top 25. Texas A&M is the only team behind Auburn at number 12. The Aggies are ranked 24th this week, up 1 spot from number 25. Missouri Tigers fans were fearing the worst on Saturday when quarterback Kelly Bryant took a nasty shot to his left knee in Missouri's 42-10 win over Troy University. Fortunately for Bryant and Tigers fans, the injury was found to be not that serious. He was diagnosed with a sprained left knee and is expected to participate this week as the Tigers prepare to host Ole Miss on Saturday. In NFL news, USA Today Sports is reporting this morning that the Washington Redskins have fired head coach Jay Gruden. Washington is 0-5 this season after suffering a 33-7 loss to New England yesterday. Over six seasons, Gruden has a 35-49-1 record and one playoff appearance. The Patriots win over Washington yesterday, leaves the Patriots as one of only two teams that remain undefeated. New England is 5-0 this season. The other undefeated team, San Francisco, plays tonight against Cleveland on Monday Night Football. The 49ers are only 3-0 after having a bye week last weekend. The Kansas City Chiefs were undefeated until last night. The Indianapolis Colts pulled off a 19-13 upset in Kansas City, holding the Chiefs to their lowest point output in their last 26 games. Here's Colts head coach Frank Reich after the win.
It was good in all three phases, but particularly good on defense, and obviously that showed today. Coming in this place against that offense and to do what our defense did today was unreal.
In some other pro games from yesterday, New Orleans beat Tampa Bay 31-24. Saints quarterback Teddy Bridgewater passed for 314 yards and four touchdowns in the Saints' third win in a row. Green Bay handed Dallas its second loss of the season in a Packers 34-24 win over the Cowboys. Baltimore beat Pittsburgh 26-23 in overtime on a 46-yard field goal from Justin Tucker. Houston crushed Atlanta 53-32. Christian McCaffrey scored three touchdowns, leading Carolina past Jacksonville 34-27. And Philadelphia scored two defensive touchdowns in a 31-6 win over the New York Jets. In baseball, the Atlanta Braves scored three runs in the ninth inning yesterday to beat St. Louis 3-1. Dansby Swanson hit an RBI double to tie the game at one, and then Adam Duvall came through in the clutch for the second game in a row.
Martinez deals, and that one's driven into center field. Bader coming in, can't get it. It's down. One run is in. Ortega, here comes Swanson. He will score, and Adam Duvall strikes again.
That call from TBS, and those runs scored with two outs on the board. The Braves now lead the National League Division Series 2-1 over the Cardinals. Atlanta will have a chance to move on to the next round if they win in today's Game 4. First pitch in St. Louis is set for this afternoon at 2 o'clock. The LA Dodgers scored seven runs in the sixth inning. They beat Washington 10-4 last night to take a 2-1 series lead. Game 4 is tonight at 5:40. In the American League, Houston leads Tampa 2-0. Game 3 is in Tampa today at noon, and the Yankees lead Minnesota 2-0. Game 3 in Minnesota tonight at 7:40. In NASCAR, Kyle Larson snapped a 75-race winless streak with a win at Dover International yesterday. Larson led 154 of 400 laps. Martin Truex Jr. finished second, Alex Bowman third, Kevin Harvick fourth, and Denny Hamlin fifth. 7:52, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, already starting to see some delays westbound I-10 where the Bayway and the Causeway intersect and heading downtown. They've got slow traffic on Snow Road heading over towards Tanner Williams Road as well as clearing up of the accident at Moffitt and Overlook. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive every night at Mobile's Piano Bar, the Royal Street Tavern inside the Battle House Hotel with regional brews and handcrafted cocktails paired with the music of Alabama's own John David Anthony, the co-founder of Wed Willie. It all starts tonight at 7. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. Five traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few evening showers, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Mobile police have a number of open investigations and they need your help. On October the 3rd at approximately 9:19 p.m., police responded to reports of shots fired on North Ann Street. Upon arrival, police located a male victim inside of the location who had been shot. The victim was transported to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. There are no known suspects at this time. This investigation is ongoing. Once they have a suspect in this case, they will be charged with assault in the first degree and shooting into an occupied dwelling. 24 hours later, another shooting into an occupied vehicle case, though this is now being investigated right now. On Friday, October the 4th, at approximately 12:30 a.m., police responded to the area of Cottage Hill Road and University Boulevard in reference to a report of a male victim laying in the intersection. It was later discovered the victim had been shot and was hit by a vehicle. During the investigation, it was also discovered that the victim was driving in the area when he was shot. The victim then wrecked his vehicle, got out of the vehicle, and started walking in the roadway before being hit by a passing vehicle. The victim was transported to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. There are no known suspects at this time. This investigation is ongoing. And also on October the 4th, Mobile Police investigating a recent robbery at a local gas station. On Friday at approximately 1:34 a.m., police responded to the Clark Exxon gas station on Moffitt Road in reference to the report of a robbery. The victim stated that two males entered that location with guns and demanded money and then took off. One subject is described as wearing a mask, a black hoodie, and black pants with a red stripe on the legs. The second subject was described as wearing a red Alabama hoodie and black pants. There were no reported injuries, thankfully, and this investigation is still ongoing. If you have any information about these investigations, you are encouraged to contact Mobile Police. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thanks, Kelly. 757 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Hour number three on the way. Love to talk to you at 343-0106. And can I ask a favor? If you go to the front page of our website or go to the Twitter feed or Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk1065 or Twitter at FMTalk1065, I've put a link up there. I'm one of the Real Men Wear Pink, the group of men that you'll see around this month wearing the pink ties and lapel pins and those kind of things. We're like ambassadors for the American Cancer Society, much like the Azalea Trail Maids, except we're not talented and we're not female, we're not pretty. But other than that, we're almost the same. But I'm also at the same time like the other Real Men That Wear Pink this month, raising money for the American Cancer Society and breast cancer research, which I've said before is very close to home as my mama, a 20-year survivor of breast cancer. So I'm doing my part to raise money. If you'll go to those links, you take a click, it will take you to the secure site with the American Cancer Society. Make sure you have the Sean Sullivan tab and make your donation right there. I sure appreciate it. Y'all were doing it over the weekend. Keep it up. Thank you very, very much. As we raise money for the American Cancer Society. 7:58, we'll check in with Westwood One News next.